You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Waratah by Death and the Maiden. We've just put out a brand new single, and on the line to chat about it, we've got Danny. Kia ora, Danny. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. Good.
Good. Nice to have you on. And nice to have a surprise track from you guys come out on Sunday night. What's been happening in the band at the moment? What have you been working on?
Well, this has been a bit of a I guess you could say we've been on a bit of a hiatus. It's been a pretty long process of getting this album out. Well, it stopped and started a few times, and so we're just getting the band back together now and getting the ball rolling again, which has been nice.
That's a good feeling, I think, after there has been kind of a, you know, a pause on making or a process that's taken a long time, to be at that just slowly letting people know about it stage, kind of putting that, you know, first new sound out there. And it's worth the wait, I feel, for fans of your band. It's beautiful, this new single, Leanest Cut. So what is the plan, the process for this year? Because you guys have, I think, quite a lot of tracks in the can ready to go.
Yeah, it's about a 9-track album or something, and so we're just waiting for some LPs to arrive and some CDs, and hopefully it should be sort of by the end of May sometime, and then we'll be able to get out there. And I think next thing on the list will be to book some shows, get out on the road, which will be nice.
Nice. It does feel like a stretching your legs process a wee bit. What has the duration for this record, you know, its creation period actually been? When did the first sort of song get started?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. So we are probably talking pre-COVID, actually, when we first initially. So we're probably going back to 2019 or 18 or something. But yeah, as I mentioned, there was lots of stopping and starting, and obviously there was COVID in between, which put things on hold for a bit, and also lots of other aspects, babies being born and being in different parts of the country and the world and whatnot. So
those little things that, you know, get in the way of an album coming out. How annoying.
Yeah. I mean, nice things as well.
They are, It feels like when you've had songs that have sat, you know, with you for a long time like that, does it feel weird to be putting them into the world? Does it feel nice? What is it, kind of the experience of giving them a life in front of an audience now? Because, you know, a lot of stuff has changed in that time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was a little bit worried at first whether it would still be relevant or, you know, maybe some of the songs aren't relevant to us, but hopefully still are to other people hearing them for the first time. And I think it's aged fine, you know. It's been too long. It's not like it's updated or anything.
No, yeah, so yeah.
It still sounds good. Yeah, it's just a sense of a relief, really. And, you know, it'll be the first time performing a lot of these songs live, so that's kind of be fresh for us as well.
Yeah, totally. It will become a new thing in many ways once you have kind of that life cycle comes to its live performing stage.
Revisiting it for us.
Yeah, totally. It does feel like, you know, particularly with Leanest Cut, which is this first sort of, I guess, official single from it, it does feel like some of those key ideas that you guys have always worked with are still really present, but there is a cleanness, like a slightly different kind of sound that feels like it's present. Did you, you know, have to look back when you were deciding to actually kind of get this record out there? Did you have to look back at any tracks and rework them, or did you just kind of let stuff be what it was, you know, from when you first wrote it?
Yeah, there definitely was a lot of looking back and revisiting stuff. And fine tweaking. This is the first time that we kind of went into a proper studio and had a little bit of extra help with the production and whatnot. So upped our game a little bit there. And another reason to really push to get it out there, because, you know, we spent so much time and other people put so much energy into it to make it worthwhile. And it was quite nice, actually, giving it a break for a couple of years and then revisiting it and actually tweaking it and spending more time in the studio and adding to it and hearing new things. It was good.
It's exciting. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing more from the record, but pleased that we've got this great single to get stuck into in the meantime. Danny, thank you for chatting with us about it. We'll keep our ears and our eyes out for the rest of the album. But in the meantime, where can people get Leanest Cut if they want it in their lives?
So it's up on streaming platforms, Spotify. It's up on Bandcamp. I think if you go to the Fish Rider Records Bandcamp page, it'll be up on there.
Nice.
And if you keep an eye on that, then the rest of the album should follow soon.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks, Danny. Have a great morning. We're going to listen to Leanest Cut now, and we will talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for playing it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.